Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, my name is Maya, and this is StoryQuest, and this is my story on amazing Maya.
Now, you probably know that superheroes are good at disguising themselves as everyday people before they leap into action to fight the baddies and save the world. But you might not know that there are superheroes in your town. Yeah? Not in America or in space, but right here, where you live. And another crazy thing is that some people don't even realise that they are a superhero until it happens. Our story today is about a girl called Maya. And this may be a story, but Maya is a real girl. She has a pretty great life. She enjoys hanging out with her friends and family and doing all the stuff that you probably like. Maya's particularly cool because she has spoken up for people with differences, because she likes to help out other people and to make the world a better place. You might think that makes her kind of a hero from the start, but actually, things were going to get a lot more strange for Maya because one day she found something that changed everything. Walking back from the letterbox, a strange twinkle on the pavement caught her eye. It was a ring, shimmering and glittering on the ground. She picked it up and had a good look. Two tiny wings were on either side of a big diamond. It reminded her of the dressing up box that she used to play with in little school, which had pretend rings and necklaces. She couldn't resist, and so slipped it on her finger and twisted it to fit. And whoosh, the world around her suddenly disappeared, and she found herself standing outside her old school, the one she'd just been thinking about. How weird is that? She hurriedly twisted it again, surprised and a little bit worried. She thought hard about home, slipped on the ring, and whoosh, she was there. Back home, safe and sound. There was no doubt about it. The ring had given her some pretty serious superpowers. Now, it wasn't just Maya who'd had a surprising week. The normally peaceful town was going to find things were about to change, and not in a good way. The news came in that there was an evil plan afoot by the master criminal. I'm sure you'd have heard of him. The Rogue Ripper. He'd escaped from a maximum security prison and was on the loose. The Rogue Ripper, once known as the eminent scientist Godfrey Splay, had discovered a way to teleport himself and had been using his powers to rob some of the largest banks and diamond dealers in the world. The TV news showed a flash of light caught on the security camera of the Bank of England and then the empty shells of the vault. The Rogue Ripper was nowhere to be seen by the time the guards arrived, and neither was the money from the vaults. A serious-looking policeman was being interviewed, and he did not look happy.
But we can't keep up with him. And now the banks are low on money. This could be a disaster for us all.
Maya was beginning to get an idea. They might not be able to catch him, but she could. She made herself a dashing black cloak from some scraps from the sewing supplies and dug out her sunglasses. After all, it might not be a good idea for people to recognise her if she was teleporting around. And superheroes needed to look a bit, well, cool, right? The next day, the internet was full of the news that the Rogue Ripper had teleported into the Tower of London and was in the process of stealing the crown jewels. He'd barricaded himself in and was crashing and grabbing the precious stones and crowns. Maya knew there was no time to lose and put on the ring and imagined, fought hard being at that tower. Whoosh! And she was there, in the crown jewel room, watching a wizened old man smashing the cabinets and shoving precious stones into his bag. It was after the visiting hours, and so the doors were locked. She could see a yeoman warder on the other side, unaware of what was happening, but the door was barricaded and too thick to call for help. But Maya had an idea. She could use another of her powers, the power to communicate without words. How amazing was that? And how could she do that? Well, it was thanks to Makaton, a type of sign language. And if you don't know already, it's a language that you can learn too. As the Ripper was occupied stuffing his bags, she got the attention of the warder through the window and made signs for, "Quick, find help, bad man!" The yeoman jumped and gave Maya a thumbs up so she could see him shouting for backup, but Maya wasn't done yet. "Stop right there!" shouted Maya. The Ripper looked up in astonishment. Maya ran towards him and shoved him to the ground, the jewels spilling out over the floor. Ooh! He was down. Maya scrambled over to the door and threw off the barricades, and the guards rushed in. Now, some of them were holding guns and looking rather confused, so Maya decided not to hang around much longer, and twisting the ring, whoosh, she was home. It seemed like the rogue Ripper was disturbed by someone who foiled his plans. Reports say it was a 16-year-old girl with Down syndrome in a black cape, said the news that evening. He might have got away, but he had to leave the jewels, and police are looking for the mysterious stranger who came to their aid. More later. Maya chuckled to herself. It was an exhilarating and exciting feeling to know that wherever the rogue Ripper had gone, she would be there. And the excitement continued. The rogue Ripper had teleported himself into the Natural History Museum to steal the precious fossils, and whoosh! Maya had been there, chasing him around the dinosaurs and using a dinosaur bone to bash him on the head. Whack! He staggered back and dropped his haul before woozily teleporting away. Maya, in her cloak and sunglasses, waved at the crowd who were cheering loudly. "Who are you?" they yelled. This was a difficult question. She didn't want to lie, but superheroes had to have a cool name, didn't they? I'm Maya Amazing, she said finally with a giggle before twisting her ring and teleporting back to her bedroom. Out of breath, but very happy. "Did you see the girl?" whispered the crowds. "Maya Amazing is a hero." News spread about the world's newest superhero, but she didn't let up for one single minute. She tracked the rogue Ripper down to the deepest depths of the pyramids of Egypt, and to the palace, the Taj Mahal in India, and in and out of a ton of mansions and banks, always outwitting him. After all, he was quite old, and making him abandon his missions. Even when the rogue Ripper teleported himself across the globe to one of the most secure vaults in Saudi Arabia, she teleported into the glittering marble chambers and chased him round in circles and circles through the vaults until he was puffed, really out of breath. But still, she did not let up. Up and down the enormous staircases, she flew in pursuit. At the top, the Ripper launched himself onto a glittering chandelier and cackled as he prepared to teleport himself away. But Maya was there in a flash. She had teleported to the chandelier too, and they struggled, they wrestled for control. His loot fell to the ground with a clatter, and Maya wrestled him bravely as the chandelier chinked and twinkled and swung precariously. At one point, it looked like she'd be thrown off, but she was stronger than the old man, and with a final push, he was sent spinning to the ground. She lost no time teleporting herself to the bottom, grabbing some rope to bind him up, and keeping hold of his wrist, she teleported herself and the Ripper to New Scotland Yard in England, the head of the police. The officers were surprised to see the young girl in her dashing cape appear from nowhere, and even more surprised to see her holding on to the most wanted criminal in the world. It's Maya, amazing! Look! And the Rogue Ripper! The Ripper was still in a daze, and Maya had noticed that the Rogue Ripper also had a ring. A ring with tiny wings, just like hers. He must be using it like she did to teleport. Before the police could see, she slipped off the ring, stuffed it in her pocket, and as the Ripper groggily came to, she could see him frantically looking around for it, but it was clear that he couldn't teleport anymore. "I don't think he'll be giving you any more trouble," Maya said to the police. "Thanks, Maya Amazing. You're amazing." Maya found that once she was safely home, having two rings kind of seemed to cancel out the special powers, and she didn't like the idea of leaving just one ring around. I mean, who knows who might find it? So she couldn't teleport again, but as she thought, at least the Ripper couldn't either now that he was back in jail. She put the rings in a special box and often thought about her adventures. She also wondered where the strange rings had come from. They were one of life's mysteries, it would seem. But mysteries can keep life interesting, if you ask me. And that's pretty much the end of our story. Like I said at the start, as we found out sometimes, superheroes don't have to come from America or up in space. They can be ordinary people, just like you, just like me, and like Maya. And the great thing is that, like Maya, we don't need magic rings to do good things, to make a stand, to make things better, and just be amazing at times. Although, to be honest with you, I'd quite like to have a go at teleporting, wouldn't you? I wonder where you'd decide to go. Hey Maya, how are you?
Good, you?
Yeah, I'm really well. Thank you so much for sending that aim for the story. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's really fun to do.
What was your favourite part of Maya the Amazing you just watched?
I think I really like how she explains herself and how she expresses and how she became a superhero.
Yeah, she was an incredible superhero, saving the day at the end, wasn't she? And Maya Amazing, she uses teleportation to help people. I know that we based her on you because you do a lot to help people. What kind of things do you do to help people out every day?
Well, I help with their confidence and like other things in life. I think that's really cool because I love helping people.
Now, if you could teleport like Maya, so you could click your fingers and you could travel anywhere in the world, where do you think you'd love to go?
I think I want to go to America so I can see my friends and like my uncle who lives there.
Amazing. Somewhere nice and hot in America.
Yeah.
Now, I know that Maya in the story, she uses Makaton to help talk to people, doesn't she? Can you tell us a bit more about what Makaton is?
Yeah, so it's basically a language that we use with our hands. It's called hand dancing. So when like people are like deaf or something, they actually can use signs so they know what they're talking about.
Could you quickly teach me some Makaton? Could you maybe help me say my name is Dan in Makaton?
Yeah. So my name is...
My name?
Is Dan.
Dan. Oh, so my name is Dan. Well, thank you very much for that. Maya, I know that you're a big Fun Kids fan, right? You listen to us on the radio all the time. What's your favourite show?
I think I'll say the yes and no.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much for that. I love that. Thank you again. I know that you, we play loads of songs on the radio. What's your favourite song that we are playing right now?
I think I should like Disney songs, because I love Disney. I actually watch a lot of Disney songs.
Amazing. And we play a lot of Disney songs because we all absolutely love Disney too. Now, I know that you said just earlier on your favourite thing about Maya was how she expresses herself in the story, Maya the Amazing. What's one other thing that you really loved about how Maya saves the day?
I think that a lot of people don't know what she is and what she is inside. And I think people should know that, because maybe Maya would like to actually start doing a little crime fighting and little like kits. And I think that's really cool.
Maya, listen, we've loved doing this with you. Thank you so much for helping us with the story Maya the Amazing. Has it maybe inspired you to want to create your own stories just like that?
Yeah, I do actually, because I think my voice should be heard for many people. So I think it should.
Well, listen, thank you so much for helping us out with StoryQuest, Maya.
Cool, thanks.
Got an idea for a story? Tell us the title at funkidslive.com/StoryQuest and we could bring your story to life. For a new story each week, make sure you hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss a single episode. Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.